We do all the things. I know if you listen to this podcast, I've used that more than once, and there's a reason for that. Hey, if Gruber Law, based in Milwaukee, can use one call, that's all, for the last 25 years, we can certainly use We Do All the Things. From the home base in Brookfield, Wisconsin, welcome to the 2023 year-end recap of Inside Connect and Simplify, sponsored by the Benefit Companies. Roger here, human capital management consultant, marketing guy. And here's what we talked about in 2023. And yes, we do all the things. We started in January with a review of our Google reviews and all the great comments our clients say about us. That was episode 119. In episode 120, we talked about the pain companies experience with antiquated administrative processes and referenced the Southwest Airlines meltdown of their scheduling platform. Recall, it shut down travelers for days and took months to fix. Now with our tech partner, UKG, they're the standard in the industry and leader in HCM technology. There are no antiquated systems here. Episode 121 was a tour of our website talking about all the things, how to find information, and how to get in touch with our teammates. And then in February, episode 122, we mirrored our webinar that we had just done on Secure Act 2.0. It was one of our most highly attended webinars for 2023, and the podcast got big numbers too. Paul Dowd, our in-house expert and industry veteran on retirement plans, joined me to talk about Secure Act 2.0 and the impact on retirement plans, and also how that spills over to benefits and payroll administration as well, really on all admin tasks. In episodes 123, 124, and 125, we talked about our partnership with Latitude Retirement to help us better serve our retirement plan clients. We talked about what business owners are liable for. And we also talked about our recommended process for vetting and selecting a 401k provider. And then in episodes 126 and 127, we focused on property and casualty insurance with two episodes, one on how we fixed paying for work comp, and then the other was, okay, now that we fixed work comp, here's how we fix business insurance. Which brought us to May, and we're on episode 128. And it was a return to Secure Act 2.0 and giving you something to think about regarding where do you go for legislative information you can trust and understand. Points to ponder here, one of the main points was we do all the things so we know the impact of Secure Act 2.0 on all your administrative tasks. In episode 129, we talked about the impact of employee stress on their performance at work and how it impacts the bottom line and profitability. And we saw this with many of our clients who were talking about how do you deal with not only finding good employees, but keeping the ones you have and making sure they are happy and healthy and getting the job done, as well as still living a good balance. In June, episode 130, we brought a special guest and partner, Marty Dooley from Highland Capital Brokerage, to talk about expanded benefit options for key employees and the impact of keeping employees happy and properly compensated. In June, we also published episode 131, titled Be Curious, Not Judgmental. I stole that absolutely from a Ted Lasso episode. We focused on how we ask questions and how to be curious and how we go through a deliberate process to ask all the questions to get to the pain our clients are facing. We can then help design a solution to solve that pain. In episode 132, we talked about the generations. There are multiple generations in the workforce working together, and they are so different in how they consume information, share information, and learn. We broke down the main characteristics that define the generations and suggested options for communicating and working with each other. In episode 133, we invited Marty Dooley back to chat about why it's important to review your life insurance plans, just like you do with all your other retirement vehicles. Things change in life policies as well. Don't forget to review the details. That brought us to August. And in August, I had a prospect ask where to go to get the latest info regarding legislative changes that impact business owners. I reminded them that we do all the things, and one of our jobs is to be up to speed on all legislative changes and updates as they're being made on the federal, state, and local level. We do this across all of our disciplines. So in episode 134, we outlined how to stay ahead of those legislative changes. Also in August, in episode 135, we talked about a recurring theme heard from business owners of, I don't know what I don't know. Our process of taking things up a level and filling in all the gaps to help educate and give clarity to our clients on how to run their admin was the focus. By the way, just a slight sidebar. I just said we're up to episode 135. Really, at the end of the year, it's now 143 and counting. We do all the things, including 143 episodes of our podcast to help our clients and prospects understand how we can help them. In September, episode 136 was all about payroll for small businesses. Our subject matter expert, Barb Schnoll, talked about all the benefits a small business owner gains by hiring a payroll bureau like us to process payroll. Here's a hint. You get all of our expertise from all of our teammates. In late September, we talked about our upcoming first-time speaking engagement at the annual Wisconsin SHRM Conference. In episode 137, we previewed our Secure Act 2.0 presentation to HR professionals attending the conference and the impact this law has on retirement plans and all of the other admin tasks, specifically payroll. In episode 138, we brought our slant on how we help keep business owners compliant. As a business owner, you don't have time to read, understand, and apply federal, state, and local law. Don't even try. We're already doing it for our clients. Let us keep you compliant through all the chaos. In episode 138, I recap the speaking engagement at SHRM in an episode called When a SHRM Speech Turns to Group Chat Gold. I was there with teammates Neil and Paul on that speaking engagement, one of our most listened to podcasts in 2023. I talked about how the nonstop Q&A from the session attendees, as well as the chat after the session and the reviews, all pointed us to knocking it out of the park as one of the best received sessions of the conference. In episode 140, we compared our menu of products and services to a 4-star restaurant with a significant edge to our ability to special order and substitute to fit your needs. Then we are in November and it's time for open enrollment. How's your process? In episode 141 called Perception versus Reality, we talked about the very manual and painful process many companies still use to manage this annual task and how technology makes it so easy. Now, before I talk about our last couple of episodes, here's a reminder of where you can find these podcasts, all 143 of them, by simply going to connectandsimplify.com/podcast and scrolling through all of our offerings, including the podcast that started it all back in June of 2020. Episode number one, titled, I Showered and Put on Pants, I'm Going to Work. At that time, we were 3 months into COVID, and we were all looking for direction and guidance. We figured we could use this as another platform to get info out to our clients and prospects. 3 years later, and we continue to do all the things. So to cap off 2023, episode 142 asked the question, have you found what you're looking for? Based on what we usually hear from new prospective clients, the answer is no, and they are looking to us for help, and that's what we do. And in episode 143, we mirrored one of our other webinars that had great attendance called The Top 10 Things HR Needs to Know About Retirement Plans. It went over so well, we've decided to visit that top 10 list going forward. Let's face it, HR is the Swiss Army knife of any business, and they're expected to know something about everything. We're going to do our best to give HR the top things they need to know about how payroll and benefits and time labor management and work comp and business insurance you know, what's the biggest things they need to know? Because, hey, we do all the things. So in 2023, we did podcasts on liability, 401k plans, work comp, business insurance, benefits, audits, compliance, the generational workforce, I don't know what I don't know, payroll, our menu of offerings, annual enrollment, human capital management, and other stuff. You know, all the things. So if we stay on target for 2024, we should pop out another 25 episodes all about what we do, what we see happening in the industries we work in, legislative updates, top 10 lists, speaking engagements, features on our teammates, and anything else that will make life easier for our clients. Again, to find our podcasts and all of our other offerings, go to connectandsimplify.com and walk through our site or call me at 262-278-8522 to get a personal chat about what you are looking to solve. And thanks for listening. Happy New Year. Be well.
I'm Kurt Otto for The Benefit Companies. The modern workforce is diverse, with high expectations of employers. Cultural changes and differences make employee retention difficult. Benefit Companies' human capital management systems help attract and retain employees your business needs. Benefit Companies' human resource programs improve communications, help balance work and home life, even eliminate intergenerational cultural infighting. Your business will run more productively and profitably with Benefit Companies' human capital management. Connect and Simplify. Insource the Benefit Companies. Connect and Simplify.